Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
I don't know if you heard on News Talk Breakfast earlier this morning, they were speaking to Elena Kate Petit of the Darling Academy, who's a proponent of the traditional housewife movement. She believes that women should submit to their husbands and spoil them, just like in 1959. Take a listen to what she had to say.
This is the thing. People think this is loaded with sexism, but these women are choosing to stay home. They're choosing to enjoy those, I don't know whether you want to call them feminine, but they're just those things that women do tend to enjoy more than men. I mean, we must admit that there aren't many men who love nesting and baking pretty cakes, and there are the exceptions to the rule. But for years and years and years, especially since I started growing up in the 90s, it was men are useless, or bring me flowers. Why don't you bring me flowers? It's all been one-sided, this conversation about how men must please women. Whereas actually, I do think if you don't make an effort with your husband, things are going to go all right. But it works both ways.
Okay. Elena Keith Petit there at the Darling Academy, as I said, speaking to Shane on News Talk Breakfast earlier this morning. It's 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. If you'd like to share your view with us here on the programme, Kerith is on the line in Dublin. Do you agree with Elena?
I do. Hi, Andrea. I do agree with her because... But I will caveat by saying that I think men and women are different and we complement each other. And there isn't one that is stronger or weaker, submissive or dominant. We are equal. When we work together, we're stronger. And I agree with what she says.
She talked, I listened to the interview this morning, and she talked about kind of the traditional housewife and people making, or women I suppose maybe making the decision after they've kids to stay at home. And she talked about sometimes the commentary and the response that women get when they make that decision, and how, you know, difficult it can be for women. To try and nearly sometimes they feel they have to explain themselves as to why they decided to maybe give up their work and stay at home and do the job of minding their kids, which too is a full-time job in its own right. But, you know, what's your view on that, Kerith?
Well, again, I completely agree. I mean, I feel like I've had to justify my decision so many times. In fact, a very good friend of mine one day, just in passing, said that she could never stay home because she wanted to teach her children a work ethic, which did definitely take the wind out of my sails a little bit. I think that we have so much to give to our families and to our children, and to nurture them, that's I feel, my role since I left work. And I left work because I had three children under five. I'm from South Africa, so I had no other family helping me. And it didn't make sense, you know, after travel taxes and childcare costs, I wasn't working for anything but those three things. And it was a sacrifice to stay at home. I lost a bit of my identity, I'm not going to lie, for a while. It was difficult to leave a job that I enjoyed. And, you know, at least women have that opportunity to, you know, we're not fighting for the vote and the workplace anymore. You know, we have opportunities available to us. And it is difficult to leave the workforce. But in the 10 years that I've been gone, I really have felt that I've been of value to my family, to my husband. We're not submissive. We support each other and we're a team in what we do. And by me staying home, I've enabled him to excel in the work that he does. And in turn, that has enriched my life too. So yeah. I see it as a team effort.
You mentioned the story, I suppose, about one friend, but when you tell other colleagues or friends that, you know, you've made the decision to stay at home, and like they're all, you know, the kind of reasons that people often cite, talking about childcare and travel and, you know, paying for child minding and all of those sort of services. But like, what sort of a response otherwise, Kerith, did you get? Like, was it negative or positive from people?
I have been at dinner parties. I have been in passing with friends of mine and women that work. I'm going to be unpopular in my view here, but I feel that women at work do definitely judge women who choose to stay home and look after their children. Okay. I have felt it through my whole 10 years of choosing to stay home. I don't want to put anybody in a pigeonhole, and yeah. I don't feel that, for me personally, I wouldn't be able to give 100% to a commitment to work as well as 100% commitment to my family. And I admire people who do go to work, but it wasn't for me. And I do feel that there is a negative, women are negative to each other. They don't tend to support each other in their decisions.
Right. So you feel there is a kind of a negative response or reception?
Absolutely. But then I suppose it works both ways as well. I think perhaps women who go to work, you know, feel that they are viewed negatively too. And really, I think at the end of the day, you make decisions for your family and for yourself based on your circumstances and what you choose to do. Mm. And, you know, I think it definitely comes down to that. And really, if we could just support each other as women in the choices that we make, I think everyone would be a happier place, I think.
Yeah, no, look, thanks for sharing your experience with us, Carith. Just, I want to bring in Denise as well. It's 1894531106. What are your thoughts, Denise, on the, well, I suppose the traditional housewife, as Elena Petit put it earlier this morning?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Very sensible lady there who's just been speaking. I have to say, I agree. I think feminism, it kind of went too far in that it started to be about, you know, being a stronger woman and being, you know, better and being able to do 100 things at once and be rewarded for that. But I think it should have always been about, you know, we have the same choices as men to make. And if that choice is staying at home or looking after your husband or having the dinner on the table every day, then that's okay too. That's maybe what it should have been more about, rather than, like, I always feel that the feminism movement put so much pressure, because I'm sometimes in groups of friends. I went into teaching because I just wanted the hours and the holidays to spend time with my kids. And I know I'm with a lot of career women I used to work with, and they'd still be saying, oh, what are you going to do? Like, what's the ambition? Like, well, nothing. I'm happy with what I do. I'm home early. I have the dinner on the table for my husband. And you get these kind of, oh, wow, right. That's not very in line with the whole feminism that we were going with.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really follow the narrative, you know.
You see, I think feminism means very different things to very different people. And I know sometimes when I look at the likes, and in particular the likes of Twitter, you know, and social media sites, and I look at what, sometimes at how women describe feminism, I often think myself that I actually don't really fit into that cohort either. And I'm absolutely, you know, supportive, as I'm a woman myself, you know, of equal rights and women being able to do everything the same way as men. But I just think sometimes it can be a little bit hijacked. And, you know, it means very different. It can mean very different things to other women. And I feel sometimes if you don't conform to the definition that's often, you know, outlined on social media, then you're not a feminist, you know, and you can't be seen in that way. But I'm really interested on the concept you mentioned there, Denise, about, you know, it seems that people and women, and I'm just listening from to Carith and what you've said, that women are judgy to other women. Are judgmental to other women who make the decision to, you know, either pick a career around being able to juggle family life as well, or, you know, to do different things, and that there is that, the judgment seems to be coming from women.
It does. And as you say, it means different things for different people. But if you say, you know, maybe it's okay that women are not as good at some things as men and vice versa, you know, you're going to be shot if you say that in public. But I do think it's other women. Yeah, I mean, the men, you know, men are fairly easy going. They'll just go along with it a lot of the time. But the women will definitely say, no, that's not true. You know, you can do it. But it takes so much more effort for us to do it, because ultimately you climb up in a job and you're the one who goes home when the kids are sick. Let's face it, mostly it's the women who do that. And then suddenly becomes this thing that, oh, I can't get a promotion because, you know, I've left 5 times this week. And why is that pressure on us from other women? You know, maybe it's okay that you're the person who goes home, maybe take a back seat for a little while. And, you know, I just feel that's not okay in our society at the moment. And I think that's wrong. I think we should be left to make choices just like men have. And I think that's more where I would see feminism for me personally.
Stay with us, Denise, if you don't mind, because Grainne's got in touch with us as well. Well, Grainne, what's your view on all of this?
This sounds to be kind of like attacking and aggressive, but just the comment there that the lady before said that I think feminism has gone too far. I think it hasn't gone far enough. And I think the problem with it at the moment is that people, as I say, you know, pick it up differently, but there isn't a lot of information. It just seems to be, as you say, the pressure on women, be better, have a kid, get back to work and everything like that. And if you're working, you're a feminist. And which is not true, but I think that I have 2 young girls and they're 6 and 9, and I've been instilling into them since they could talk, walk and talk, about being their own person, being, you know, having, like,
I've been instilling into them about their body, like when they're kids, like I won't go up like and hug them. I'll say, can I give you a hug? You know, and it's just being body aware, and that's ingrained into them. But I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there and aggression over it. And all women are just, I mean, I think they're just looking to have the choice in what they want to do. Be it stay at home, that's absolutely fine. I love being at home with my kids, but I do work full-time out of the home.
Okay.
And for the first few years, my husband was a stay-at-home dad, you know, and I think, and now I can spend more time with them, work is eased up. But I think that having that kind of dual equality in parenting is really healthy as well. So, you know, saying being a stay-at-home wife, I don't like the idea of, you know, that kind of being put out there. It's just an example I have with my 9-year-old at the moment. She's going through a phase. You know, I don't want a baby. I don't want to have a husband. And I know her views will change when she gets older. But she's actually really scared. She's like, I don't want a baby in my tummy. And to have somebody kind of say, you know, it's the right thing to do. You know, she's 9, she's picking up on everything. And, you know, have a baby, stay at home, look after your family, look after your house, look after your husband. You know, that could then get into her head, and kind of all the work that I'm putting in will just get, you know, crumbled away. You know, I just think, and the feminism thing as well is, I just think that there's a lot of misinformation out there, and that's leading to aggression. You know, lack of information, in my idea, just leads to, as I say, the aggression on the women's part, judging other women and everything like that.
Do you want, maybe, Denise, Grania, stay with us. Do you want to come in there and respond on any of Grania's points?
Yeah, I think Grania, and I think she's right there, like saying feminism has gone too far. No, she's right, it hasn't. I think it's just gone in the wrong direction. I think it hasn't gone far enough in a way that choice of men and women should be equal, what we want to do with our lives. And like she's saying there, that say to your daughter, oh, you know, you might get the wrong message if you're saying look after your family and stay at home and all that, but like maybe we say to, I have a 9-year-old daughter as well, and say like, if that's what you want to do, that would be okay as long as that's right for you. But if you want to go out and work, that's also fine. You make those choices based on your values and whatever when you grow up. So I think allowing women to have choices is where feminism, I'd like to see it going. And I agree with Grania there, it hasn't gone far enough in that direction. It's gone, as she said, misinformation in another direction of, yeah, being a strong independent woman who has, you know, a full-time job and can run a house is the way to go. So I just think that it's the choice thing that hasn't, and we haven't reached that point as women. I don't believe we have yet, because we're still looking down on each other, you know, so it still hasn't got there.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, there's two things have struck me looking here at the text messages as I'm talking to you both, and to Caritha a little bit earlier as well. A lot of women or people who are texting and saying, I'm a woman, I decided to leave the workforce and to stay at home and to bring up my kids, and some of them talking about childcare costs and, you know, commuting and time and travel and all of that. But the one point a lot of these text messages, you know, that they all make, the one thing, the theme they've in common is that the judgment came from other women. And the other point, and I might actually put this message to both of you because I'm interested in your response. This listener says, these stay-at-home women need to think of their older years and how they'll cope financially. Financial independence is very important. Things may be fine now, but what if the relationship breaks down? That's one of many messages actually like that. But I'm just interested, Grania, now, just, you know, just what's your view on that?
I think that's a really fair point, as I say, because I've seen it when the kids grow up, they move out, and then it's, oh, what do I do with my life now? You know, and I think that that needs to be taken into consideration. But I mean, the other point was, I lost my train of thought.
Probably it was on the text messages on judgment from other women.
Well, that's it. We're our own worst enemies, in my opinion, from, you know, the magazines that come out about women. It's all written, you know, 80% by women. You need to be this woman, you know, and I just think that we are our own worst enemies against each other. And, you know, we can't attack somebody on their choices. We can't judge somebody on the fact that they have decided to stay at home. They have decided to have kids and go to work. They've decided to not work, to not have, whatever they decide. I just think that, yeah, women need to let up on each other. and, you know, support each other's views, because, as I say, everything is just down to a choice. We want our equality. We want our choices. You know, it's been a very emotional couple of years with the referendum, with everything. I do feel we're going in the right direction, but yet again, there is a lot of misinformation, and people, you know, will consider, oh, you're not a feminist because you stay at home and you're a wife. That is not true. But, you know, I do think we're pushing in the right direction, slowly as it is, but yeah, we do. We need to let off on each other.
Okay.
Give each other a break.
Yeah. Let me bring you in there, Denise, too, just on that particular text message talking about being the ability to cope financially, you know, and financial independence in older years.
But again, this is where we need to be going with this. I mean, give us the benefit of the doubt that we'll figure it out, that we know, like, down the line, that we'll have a plan, that we're not just going to be left. You know, I mean, my mother didn't work, and when my dad passed away, you know, she is living off his pension. You know, is that not good to be doing that? I don't know. But, she knew that was going to happen. Like, we live in a country where we have social welfare and state pensions. You know, we're not in an African village somewhere where it's all going to fall apart. So we have to just be trusted that we can make decisions for ourselves. And I think that's where equality with men and women plays a big role, you know, rather than the what we choose to do.
Okay. Listen, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you both very much for getting in touch with us here on the programme, Agronia, Denise and Carith. It's 1894 53106 if you want to get in touch with us about this issue today. Judgment is so strange from other mothers, according to this texter. I was told I shouldn't avail of the preschool year as I'm a stay-at-home mum and I'm proud of that. Another listener in 53106 says, feminism, it's all a matter of perception and opinion. If one person wants to stay at home and be the traditional wife, then that's their choice. If a woman, or even they decide to be a stay-at-home mum or wife, that is also their life. My wife is currently on maternity leave and is obviously loving being at home with her daughter, but she's looking forward to getting back to her career. I have two daughters and want them to go and do what they want to do in life, and as a dad I'll empower them to do that as well. Another listener, traditional wife, stay-at-home or career woman, why label it? There's no label for men. This listener says, my wife sits at home all day and refuses to work, while I, the husband, struggle to pay the mortgage and the bills. I'm filing for divorce, says this texter. Another listener has got in touch to say, I chose to give up my career when my third kid was born. I did this because both my husband and I were working very long hours, and when we were at home, we only had the tail end of our energies left for the kids. We little left over for each other either. But it was the best decision we ever made. I am a feminist and I'm just glad that I got to make that decision. My mum didn't and was forced to give up her career when she got married. In my experience of other women as well, of all ages, extremely judgmental and never say anything that supports my decision. All I ever got is digs and jibes about it. We've also made a lot of sacrifices, but people don't see that. We drive older cars, we don't take foreign holidays, we don't have much of a social life, but it's still a much better fit for us. Shame on Irish women for not being so supportive of other women's choices, this texter. Great conversations, says this listener. Nice to hear women and housewives been able to defend themselves and make their choices to raise their kids and their family on a full-time basis. Despite being well-educated, we're constantly being patronised, and it's as if we make working women feel bad about their choices and their struggles to appear to balance everything. I also agree with Carith. We are a team, and my husband's career has soared because I'm supportive of his role in my position, and our kids are happy as well. Having a full-time at-home mum, people make their own choices and I'm happy with that decision. It's the right fit for me and my family. You can keep them coming into us. Really mixed views, actually, and a lot of people wanting to get in touch with us about this today. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk,
brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.